I was watching this morning, as a matter of fact, Jim Valvano's speech at the ESPY Awards, where he said, never give up, don't give up. And he would die 56 days later. And it was an incredibly moving speech. And with Dick Vitale's help, they've raised $250 million for cancer research. But when you see him up there talking on the brink of death, and you say to yourself, how will I deal with it when it's my time? Will I have that courage? Will I be able to give strength to others by showing how to face death? So there is a psychology of when you know your time is limited, to how you play it out, how you portray yourself, and how you come off to people. Talk about that a little bit.
Well, I think death is the destination, and dying is the road that we travel to get there. I think the psychology of dying is really significant. It's an interesting concept because we think of death as that's the ultimate loss. But when you go through the process of dying, there are multiple losses that begin to pile up. You take Kubler-Ross's five stages, denial, anger, bargaining, depression, and acceptance. And those are not five stages for a grieving family. Those are five stages of a limited life expectancy patient, someone who is terminally ill. And I'm sure Kubler-Ross received some criticism about this, but she left out a big factor, and that's the fear factor, that people actually fear dying. I've questioned people on this many, many times, and most people don't fear death.
Isn't that part of denial, though? Because you're fearful, this really can't be happening to me, I'm going to push it aside. So it seems like it may be in there already, but not specifically named.
And you may be right about that. When you think about it, certainly denial many times does include a fear of, can this be happening to me? I don't think this is happening. It shouldn't happen to me. How can I get out of this without having to deal with it? All of those things, I think, translate ultimately into fear. But let me go back to the fact that there are so many losses during this time. I mean, you stop and think about it. You just mentioned a few minutes ago that your only fear is the fear of I losing out on a lot of experiences in life that I probably would have enjoyed. Well, that's a pretty significant loss. And then you have other losses, such as the loss of good health. You know, you may be in pain when you're dying. You have the loss of dignity. You feel very undignified when somebody is changing your diaper or changing your bedpan. You have the fear of what's going to happen after life is over. And some people have faith, some people don't, but that fear is there. Then you have what I consider the ultimate fear for me would be becoming a burden to other people. I can't function on my own. People have to drive me around. People have to possibly read for me. People have to speak for me because I've lost some of my ability to communicate. So I think death is the destination. Dying is the road that we travel to get there. And that road can be a very, very difficult road to travel. And in essence, there's a whole lot more I could say about this. But in essence, that's kind of the psychology of dying.